From insanely simple how-to videos to creative food hacks and addictive lists, BuzzFeed has changed the game when it comes to food coverage. Emily Fleischaker is the creative director and former food editor for BuzzFeed Life. Classically trained at the French Culinary Institute, she helped launch BonAppetit.com before joining BuzzFeed, where she's been busily redefining ways to cover the food scene. Our contributor, Noelle Carter, got a chance to talk with her.
Emily, it's so great to chat with you. This may be a jam-packed question, but I'm curious, how has our consumption of food content changed over the years?
So much. One of the things that I think has changed at the most recently is Pinterest, the social media bookmarking site. Before, the biggest sources of food media were like magazines and television. Now, people at home can make a recipe, photograph it, put it on their blog, and that's just as accessible and just as compelling to your average home cook as a lot of the content that's being made by magazines and being made on television. And that's really cool because it adds to this much more kind of communal feeling and kind of a greater, more inclusive feeling right. about food media. And I think that a huge part of this has been Pinterest because it's like the digital newsstand for food blogs and for the web at large. Pinterest is really where I go to find a new recipe and to then keep track of it for the future. So I don't have like a recipe box in my kitchen anymore. I have Pinterest folders that I keep recipes in.
And you can access them from anywhere.
And I can access them from anywhere. Like I'm at the supermarket and I want to pull up a recipe to make for dinner that night, which of course, you know, makes me stand in the supermarket staring at my phone like an idiot. So one could argue that that's not ideal, but it is, it's convenient and it's a nice thing to have.
Definitely, definitely. One thing I loved that you mentioned was you've called photographs the face of a recipe. Why are visuals so important when it comes to food and social media especially?
I think because there's so much media that we're constantly inundated with all day, every day, and visuals tend to catch your eye so that if you have a beautiful photo of the recipe, that's going to be able to catch people's attention and also jump from social platform to social platform more easily than just a recipe title. It becomes the face of the recipe and it sort of becomes like the promotional little content package for the recipe. If you have a great, great photograph of a recipe, it'll show up all over the place. It'll show up on Imgur, it'll show up on Pinterest, it'll show up on people's Instagrams, and that is going to just distribute itself everywhere in a way that is really powerful.
Right, right. One thing I love about BuzzFeed Food is that you guys have cornered the market on how-to cooking videos and food hack videos, not to mention all those addictive lists. Everything is short, sweet, and simple. Can you talk a little bit about how you developed this approach and why you think it works so well?
Yeah, so when I was at Bon Appetit in 2011, 2012, I started reading BuzzFeed, and it was just addictive. And I felt myself starting to write that way. I would do these lists of like 23 sexy corn recipes that you won't get enough of or something. And mm-hmm. it wasn't really in the right voice there, but it felt like the voice of the web. So people were responding to it online. And I think the lists work really well online because people, they want to kind of know what they're getting because browsing online is often a thing where you feel like there's somewhere else you could be at any moment. And so you kind of need to know, what am I getting out of this before I click on it?
Right.
And I think, you know, another thing that's kind of interesting that we've discovered is that clickbait doesn't actually work because if you promise someone something in a headline and then you don't deliver, they're not going to share that story. The sharing is actually more important than the click because the sharing grows your audience. The video thing was an incredible discovery that came out of a context where we were making food every day at the test kitchen and shooting step-by-step photographs. And then one day I just put my phone in front of one of the photo shoots with the Instagram video app setting on and took a video of the recipe coming together. And Instagram at the time, and I think still, only allows you to shoot 15 seconds of video. So it was by nature short. And Instagram also allows you to start and stop shooting. So I was sort of choosing these moments. We were making these Nutella cinnamon rolls. And there's moments of this recipe that are crucial to see so that if you watched it later, you would know what was going on. So you would spread the cinnamon and the filling out, and I'd make sure that that was showing. And then I'd stop recording. And then I'd show a little bit of the rolling up. And then we used a string to cut the cinnamon roll rather than a knife. And I'd make sure that that was in there. And then finally, I ran out of time on my Instagram video. It was 15 seconds long, and I had to just post the thing. And someone back who runs our social media saw the video on my Instagram and said, hey, can we put this on BuzzFeed Food's Facebook page? And we did, and it got millions and millions of views. And we were kind of blown away. And I think, frankly, that Facebook's algorithm is really heavily favoring video right now. Everyone kind of knows that. But after that happened, we just started making little videos of all the things we were cooking. I mean, it was really just sticking a video camera in front of stuff that we were doing anyways. And I think there's something inherently entertaining about watching food being made in the simplest, quickest way possible. Because the thing that's amazing about cooking is that it is a transformation. You take these ingredients, you put them together, you get something else out of it that's completely different than what you started with. And that concept of transformation is really compelling on video. And that's what cooking is all about.
Emily, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Emily Fleischaker is the creative director of BuzzFeed Life. Noelle Carter is the Los Angeles Times Test Kitchen director and writes the Culinary SOS column.